Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir, Daf Gimel, and we will begin Daf Beis Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah said, "Hey no, if a person said, I will be handsome, Nazir, that is a valid way of accepting a Naziris." Ask the Gemara, why do we interpret when somebody says a hey no, that he's accepting upon himself Naziris, V'dilma and Nola Fana B'mitzvahs? Maybe what he was saying was that I will be beautiful in fulfillment of doing mitzvahs. Kiritanya, as it says in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, in the Shira, Zeh Keli V'anveyu. We say in the Shira, this is our God, and we will beautify him. And the Gemara, the Brice explains, what does that Keli Van Veyu mean? And no lefono b'mitzvahs, we will beautify the way we do the mitzvahs. Es lefono sukkano, we have an obligation to sit in a sukkah, we should make a beautiful sukkah. Lulav no, we have to take dalaminim, we should take beautiful dalaminim. Tzitzis no, beautiful tzitzis. Echtav lefono sefer Torah no, I will write a beautiful sefer Torah. V'achrenim b'shiroim noim, and I'll wrap it in beautiful silks. So we see that no could refer to the way we perform the mitzvahs. Why is Mishnah assuming that when somebody says a hey no, it means that he's accepting upon himself Naziris? Answers the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Shetofes Pesaroi. As the person is saying a hey no, he's holding on to his hair. V'amar no, so means that obviously he's accepting upon himself a Naziris. Ask Taisus. In the previous shir, at the end of the shir, the Gemara, when it was explaining what the Mishnah says, a hey, that is a valid way of accepting upon oneself Naziris, the Gemara explained that why is it a valid way? It's referring to a situation where the Nazir was passing in front of him. In our Gemara, in the case of a hey no, the Gemara explains it's referring to a situation, Shematvis Besaroi, that he's holding on to his hair. So why here is it holding on to his hair? And why there is it when a Nazir is passing by in front of him? And in fact, the Yerushalmi says that the Gemara's answers are not to be taken accurately. And he says that either way, whether Nazir Ivalafonov or whether Matvis Besaroi, would be satisfactory in either of the two cases that we just spoke about. However, Taisus says that the Gemara is being extremely precise. And Taisus explains, a statement of a hey, the statement that we discussed at the end of the previous shiur, is not really a full-fledged statement. And therefore, we know it has to mean something. So we say, as soon as we see Nazir Oivilafonov, another passing by, it must mean that he's accepting upon himself Naziris. On the other hand, the statement that we're discussing in today's shir of a hey no, which is a full statement, it is somewhat of a full sentence. Here, we need to have much more of a signal indicating that he's accepting upon himself a Naziris. And that's why it requires matvis pesaroi, that he's holding on to his hair, holding on to his hair. That is the proof that he means to be a Nazir. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, our Gemara discusses the concept of Zekeli Vanveyu, of Hidur Mitzvah, of beautifying Mitzvah. And as we said, as the Gemara said, the source that there is such an obligation is the Pasuk in the Shira of Zekeli Vanveyu. As Rav Shlomo Zalman, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to teach us this din specifically in the Shira? So he says, the Shira represents the song Klal Yisrael sang thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the incredible nisim he performed on our behalf as we left Mitzrayim, culminating with Kriyas Yamsuf. So we're saying in the Shira, how is a person worthy? How does a person have the opportunity that such wonderful miracles happen to him? Zekeli Vanveyu. If a person accepts him upon himself to be medagdik b'mitzvahs, to do mitzvahs in a beautiful way, that he should care and show such love and care to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, that person will be worthy to have nisim happen to him, just like the nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael as they left Mitzrayim. There's a machlokes rishonim if this din of hidur mitzvah is a deraisa or the rabbanon. The Rashi and the Ravid hold that hidur mitzvah is a chiyuv deraisa. The Ritva holds that hidur mitzvah is a rabbanon. However, in discussing the concept of hidur mitzvah, there's a fundamental issue that are raised by the Mefarshim, by the Poskim. Some explain that hidur mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, part of the way of doing the mitzvah, that the Torah wants us to do mitzvahs is with a hidur, beautifying with an extra effort to make the mitzvah beautiful. Others, however, explain that hidur mitzvah represents a separate mitzvah, and it may even be a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And this question has relevance l'halacha l'maisa. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, where many people have the minig, the custom, of hanging an esrog up in the tree as nois sukkah. And somebody asked the Chasam Sofer, it's chol hamoed, and the person wants to take his esrog, wants to take his dalaminim, to be mekayim the mitzvah, and he recognizes that his esrog became posel. But he remembers he has a kosher esrog hanging in his sukkah. May he take off that esrog? If we say that hidur mitzvah is a deraisa, so the nois sukkah, the esrog that was hung in the sukkah, is a chiv deraisa, taking dalan minim during chol hamoed is only drabonon, and the mitzvah drabonon certainly is not as important as the mitzvah deraisa. But if on the other hand, if the entire chiv hid the mitzvah is only the rabbanon, then it one would be allowed to take off that esrig from the sukkah to mekayim the mitzvah dalam minim. Another shaila would be if someone has dalam minim, but his esrig, his lulav, are not that beautiful, is he allowed to wait till he gets a nicer dalam minim? If we say that hid the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, so then getting a better dalaminim is a better way of fulfilling the mitzvah. If, on the other hand, hid the mitzvah is a separate mitzvah, and it may even only be a mitzvah derabbanon, one should be mekayim the mitzvah zrizim magdim as soon as possible. A similar shaila that the Mefarshim discuss is the minig is to be mekadesh levana to be a matzoi Shabbos. The reason is because on Matzah Shabbos we're wearing our beautiful Shabbos clothing, and that's the proper way of being mekayim the mitzvah. That's the hidur mitzvah, on how to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Now the question is, it's during the week, and somebody could be mekadesh Levana during the week, or should he wait for Matzah Shabbos? If we say that hidur mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, and it's perhaps even a deraisa, one should wait for Matzah Shabbos. Otherwise, one should be mekayim the mitzvah immediately, because it's reason magdim le mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berura says that specifically in the winter, when it's a concern that it'll be cloudy or rainy Matzoy Shabbos, and one has the opportunity to be mekadesh levana during the week, he should not wait for Matzoy Shabbos. Another shaila that was asked to the Chibina Rav. We know throughout Shas there's a rule, mitzvah boy, it's better that a person should do the mitzvah himself rather than asking someone else to do the mitzvah on his behalf. We have a person who has the ability to write a Sefer Torah, albeit he doesn't have such a wonderful handwriting. And the question is, should he write the Sefer Torah himself, the mekayim the mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah, or should he ask a shliach who will do it, and a sefer who will write it much nicer? The Chibina Rav says that he should ask someone else to write the Sefer Torah, and he should just write a letter or two. There are other rayas, one way and the other, to prove that hidur mitzvah is part of the mitzvah or it's a separate mitzvah. Some say a raya from a Gemara Masechet Shabbos that the halach is that on Shabbos, if it's the eighth day, comes out on Shabbos, the meal should be performed even on Shabbos. And the halach is that not only is the essential part of the meal allowed to be done on Shabbos, but even the tzitzin, the extra strands that are only taken off because they make the mitzvah more beautiful, also may be done on Shabbos. So you see that hidden mitzvah is part of the mitzvah which is allowed to supersede that as part of the mitzvah milah Shabbos. The Brisker Rav, on the other hand, seems to bring a raya from our Gemara that hidden mitzvah is not part of the mitzvah. Because one of the examples that our Gemara just gave for hidden mitzvah is the silk that was used to wrap the Sefer Torah. That certainly is not part of the essential mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So you see that hidden mitzvah is a separate mitzvah. There are those that want to say that part of writing Sefer Torah involves Kavodat Torah, and using beautiful silk material is included in the Kavodat Torah. It's interesting to note that Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, when he discusses examples of hidden mitzvah, of tzitzis nor, so Rashi says, talus nor, once you buy a nice garment to put on the tzitzis, that is part of the hidden mitzvah. So I saw that the Brisker Rav asks, if according to Rashi, the beged, the garment that's worn for the tzitzis, is enough, is something that should be beautiful because the tzitzis will be hung on that garment. So he says, then everybody should have to have a beautiful home because the mezuzah is put on the home, and we therefore should have a beautiful home to put the mezuzah on. So I saw Ramosha answers that there's a fundamental difference between the beged that's worn for the tzitzis and the home. We that specifically wear a garment just to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, so obviously the garment becomes part of the mitzvah. And since the garment becomes part of the mitzvah, that's why one should buy a beautiful talis to show how mitzvahs are important to him. On the other hand, a house, people don't specifically build or live in a home in order to be mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. They live in a home because they need to live in a home. And therefore we can't compare, says Ramosha, a house to the garment on which we put the tzitzis. Ask the Gemara. It's obvious that based on the Gemara that we just learned, that if somebody said the words Ahein No, I will be beautiful, it's a way of describing acceptance of Naziris. So obviously, Naziris is a good thing. It's an important thing. Ask the Gemara. Nazira Milstaveira. Naziris represents something not positive. Vamina lo No, and it's called beautiful. So as the Mefarshim explained, certainly, as we're going to learn in a moment, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, who considers a Nazir a Bal Aveira, so how could the word beautiful be applied to a Nazir? But even according to the Rabbanan, said Mefarshim, that disagree with Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, as we learned in Masechta Nedarim, if when one accepts upon himself a Neder, he says, Kenidrei Rishoim, his nether is a valid nether. Because as we learned, that is the way of Rishoim to make Nedarim. However, we learned if somebody says Kenidre Ksherim, it's not a valid nether. Because Ksherim, people who act properly, do not typically make Nedarim. So how could we call somebody who accepts upon himself Naziris, somebody who's acting no, somebody who's acting beautifully? Answers the Gemara, in accepting the Naziris is considered acting beautifully. The filler of Elazar HaKfar, even according to Elazar HaKfar, Domin Nazar Chayta, who says that a Nazar is considered somebody who did it an Aveira, as the Pasuk of Elazar HaKfar brings, the Pasuk says, V'chipa alav mishal chota ala nefesh, says the Gemara, Hani mili gaben Nazar tamei, as we said in the previous year, the halacha is that if one accepts upon himself a Naziris, and during his term of Naziris, he becomes Tomei, Vayomim harishoinim yiplu, as we're going to learn, the first days fall away, and he has to be matar himself, he has to purify himself, and then after he purifies himself, he has to bring kabbonis, and then he has to start his naziris from scratch. So it says Rav Elazar Kvar, Hani Milgab Nazar Tomei, a Nazar Tomei, the Eide, the boy Mister, which he has to lose the original days that he had upon himself. Dom Rachman, as the Pasuk says, Vayomim Harishonim Yiplu Ki Tomei Nizroi, the first days that he had, he loses because he became Tomei. Hasamhu, that's where Rav Elazar Akvar says a Nazir is a Balavera. Dom Haslam Eval Nizrosai, we have to be concerned that now we make him start his Naziris all over again, and therefore we're concerned that he's going to regret his Naziris, the Rishayim explain, because he, let's say, accepted upon himself, as we're going to learn further in our Perek, Stam Naziris, a regular term of Naziris, which a regular term of Naziris, we said is 30 days. And he accepted upon himself to be another 30 days. The 29th day, he becomes Tamei. He has to wait a week to become Tor, and then he has to again start as Naziris. So this person that wanted to be Nazir entirely for 30 days ends up being a Nazir for double the amount almost. So he'll regret being a Nazir, and as the Rishonim explained, when he brings his carbon, as we said, after he completes his term of Naziris, if his Naziris wasn't a real Naziris, there's a question of Chulun Lazara, that he may be bringing animals to Lazara, Kabbonis that he's not allowed to bring. In general, he's going to prolong his Naziris, and therefore the halachi is that he's considered a Baal Aveira. Av Nazir Tahar, a Nazir Tahar, a person who accepts upon himself to be a Nazir, without any concern that he's going to not properly bring his Kabbonis, he's not considered a Baal Aveira, and therefore he's not, and that's why the word Noah is appropriate. As Taisus, when we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem the opinion of Rav Elazar Kvar on Daf Yutes, the Gemara says that why is Rav Elazar Kvar considered a Nazir Tamei? Says Taisus, because Shetzir Atzmai Menayayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we may drink wine. This person prohibited upon himself the drinking of wine. Somebody who takes something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we may do and not do it is considered a chayta, considered Baal Aveira. That obviously even applies to a Nazir Tahor. So how could our Gemara ask Tosfos say that only a Nazir Tamei is considered a Baal Aveira? So in fact, the Shita says that the only Nazir Tahor that the Gemara on Daf Yotes meant is a Nazir, is Baal Aveira, is a woman, described as Masechta Nedarim, who accepted upon herself a Naziris, started acting as a Nazira, and then her husband was Mefer, he nullified her Naziris. That person, that woman, was Betzar, she didn't eat, drink wine, etc., for no good reason, because her Naziris was nullified. We're not talking about a regular case of a man accepting Naziris upon himself. That's the Shita's Teretz. But Tosfos says a very fundamental answer. Tosfos says that of course in the acceptance of Naziris there is an element Shetzir Atzmei Menayayin. But on the other hand, Tosfos says there's an element of holiness, that this person wanted to raise his level and accept upon himself Naziris. So Tosfos says that many things in life are good and bad. He has to accept upon himself Naziris. Tosfos gives an example. The example is, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that if one has a bad dream on Shabbos, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos. Tanis chaloi. Even though fasting on Shabbos is prohibited, in fact, the halacha is he has to fast one day during the week to make up for the fast that he fasted on Shabbos. So you see there's an element of good and bad. Says Tosfos, and every Nazir has both of those elements, but the more important element, according to Al Gemara's understanding, is the fact that he accepted upon himself the Naziris, even though it includes in it a certain element of bad, that he avoiding drinking wine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we're allowed to. In fact, the Kli Yoker uses Tosfos' concept to distinguish between a Nazir Tamei and a Nazir Tahor. Taisus just explained, says the Kli Yakar, that a person who accepts upon himself Naziris, albeit there is a somewhat of unsatisfactory element to it, by and large it's a very positive step. But if a person accepted upon himself Naziris, and then he becomes Tamei, so it ends up that he took upon himself something difficult and had no benefit from it. Hayamim harishayim, as we just learned, yiplu. That's why the Kli Yakar says there's a difference between a Nazir Tamei and a Nazir Tamei. Mefarshim explains, so if being a Nazir, according to Taisfis, is a positive step, so why is it at all called Aveira, even by Nazir Tar, Shetzir Atzmei Menayayin? So I saw Pshat. Sometimes a person has a problem, that he has a problem with drinking wine, and he therefore has to curtail drinking wine. A person who has the ability to control himself doesn't need to become a Nazir to control himself. He should have enough self-control not to drink. The problem here is that he had to accept upon himself the Naziris. That was the only way that he could stop drinking wine. Rabbi Elio Dessler in the Michtav Melio further explains what Taisa says, that in Naziris there's really a combination of good and bad. He says really that is the way a person is supposed to serve Hashem, with all of the various elements that we have in the world, things that are good characteristics, things that are not such great characteristics. A person is supposed to use them all as vehicles to serve Hashem. And says Rabbi Elio Dessler, that is the limud, that is the lesson of the Nazir. The lesson of the Nazir is that he's becoming holy, he's separating himself l'shem Hashem, but also he's mitzar atzmei menayayin, both ways of serving Hashem. Here we see, from what we just learned in the name of Taisus, we'll discuss some more mitzvah Hashem and daf yotes, that a person is not supposed to avoid doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're allowed to do. And Rav Moshe has a question, so if so, how is a person allowed to go on a diet? He's not eating the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to eat. So Rav Moshe says, certainly if somebody is going on a diet for health reasons, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Nishmat Moed L'Nafsh HaSeichem. Rav Moshe says that even if a person is going on a diet to look better, that is the diet, even though it includes avoiding eating delicious foods that people want to eat, there's an ultimate benefit that the person will look better. And therefore, Moshe says, even if a person goes on a very strict diet that involves avoiding a lot of food, I don't want to use the word starvation, but certainly is a very strict diet, the ultimate benefit that it could cause him in health or in general are worth the cost and are not considered in the category of Shetzir Atzmoi Min Hayayin. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody said Hareini Kazeh, that's an acceptable way of accepting the zeros upon himself. Says the Gemara, Nei Nami the Tafas Basara, is it true that even when he's holding his hair, Hareini Kazeh Lo Amar, that if he didn't say Hareini Kazeh, is he a Nazir? Why, if explained that he's holding his hair as he makes this declaration by saying Hareini Kazeh, he has not said anything about Naziris. So why is he a Nazir even if he said Hareini Kazeh? Amishmul, our Mishnah is referring to a case Kagan Shanazar Oivilafonov. And again, the rule that we set at the beginning of our shir is again very applicable. That if, since the statement of Hareini Kazeh is not really a meaningful statement, what does it mean Hareini Kazeh? That's why the halacha is that it's only considered a valid declaration of Naziris when Nazar Oivilafonov. On the other hand, Matvis Pesaroi will not be satisfactory way of accepting Naziris when it says Hareini Kazeh. Ask the Mefarshim, if there's a Nazir passing in front of him and he said Hareini Kazeh, what's the question that's a valid declaration of Nazirus? Of course it is. So some of Farshim explained that we would think that perhaps Hareini Kazeh means that he's accepting upon himself that he's going to act like that person who's in front of him. Let's say that person is a Talmud Chacham, the person has other wonderful characteristics, and that's what he's accepting upon himself. Says the Mishnah, no. That if the Nazir Oivel Afanov, and he says Hareini Kazeh, it's considered that he's accepted upon himself a full-fledged Nazirus. Another pshat, as we learned in the Mishnah, is only because he used the wording Hareini Kazeh, and Nazir Oivel Afanov. But let's say there was a situation that there was a Nazir Oivel Afanov, but he didn't say Hareini Kazeh. All he did was he said Hareini. It would not be a valid way of accepting Nazirus upon himself. Continues the Gemara, Hareini Misalso. If somebody used the wording Hareini Misalso, then also says the Gemara that it's an acceptable way of becoming a Nazir. Mamai asked the Gemara, the Hadain, how do we know that when somebody says Hareini Misalso, it means Silsil Saroi, that it means curling his hair, which we explain refers to Nazirus? Says the Gemara, could Amrlayahi Amsud the Rebbe Lahu Gavra, as we find at the end of Masechet Ksubis, the maid in the home of Rebbe's, in the home of Rebbe, who was a very big expert in language, and she saw a person who was curling his hair, at Masai Ata Masals Basara. How long will you continue curling your hair? So we see that the word silsil is connected to hair. Ask the Gemara, Eima Torah, but silsil is also connected to Torah. As the Pasuk says, Salsala v'tarimecha, if you explore the Torah, it would lift you up. A person who spends his days learning Torah becomes better, becomes higher. So maybe when he said Hareini Misalsel, he was accepting upon himself to learn Torah. Amma Shmuel, Hachanami Shatafas Pesaroi. He's holding on to his hair. And again, we follow the rule that we've been learning throughout our Shia today, that since Hareini Misalsel is much more of a statement, when there's more of a statement being said, the way that the Nazirus is affected is when Matvis Pesaroi, when he's holding his hair, not enough when he's just Nazir Oivelafonov. Asks the Briska Rav, what will be the din if somebody says Hareini Misalsel and he's not Matvis Pesaroi, he's not holding on to his hair? So as we're learning now, he won't necessarily be a Nazir, but asks the Briska Rav, so at least should he have the obligation to learn Torah? Says the Briska Rav that our Gemara is teaching us that if somebody makes a statement like Hareini Misalsel and it's not Matvis Pesaroi, he's not holding on to his hair, so it's impossible to understand what he means, and therefore he has no obligation. He will not have the obligation of being a Nazir, nor will he have the obligation to learn Torah. Continues the Gemara, it said in our Mishnah, Reini Mechalkel, that too is a way of accepting Nazirus. Ask the Gemara, Mamai Dehadein Kilkel Sarayhu, how do we know that Kilkel refers to the hair? Answers the Gemara, Kritnan, as the Mishnah said in Masechet Shabbos. The Mishnah there, Masechet Shabbos, the whole series of Mishnayos, describes on different items what is the amount that has to be carried on Shabbos for one to be considered that he did the malach of carrying. And the Mishnah there, when it speaks about sid, about lying, Yehudah Mekidei Losed Kilkel, the amount to apply to a kilkel. Vamir Rav, and Rav explained, what does a kilkel mean? Bas Tzidah, the hair of the temple, the amount of lime applied to that hair to remove it. So we see that kilkel means, is related to the hair. Ask the Gemara, Ema Mezen Anye. Maybe when a person said Hareini Mechalkel, he meant to say that he's going to support poor person, poor people. Kedeksiv, as the Pasuk says, by Yosef, V'chalkel Yosef as Aviv as Achiv, that Yosef supported his father and his brothers. So you see that Kilkel replies, means supporting, as we say in the Shemoneh Esrei every day, Mechalkel Chayim B'chesed. So how do we know that it refers to Naziris? I'm a Shmuel. So Shmuel says here too, Hochinami is referring to a case Shendotophus Pesaroi that is another that he's holding on to. Is here again we use our rule. Reini Mechalka is somewhat of a statement, and when somewhat of a statement is used, is made, you have to have Tophus Pesaro. We learned in the Mishnah, if somebody said Harei Olei L'Shaleach Pera, Harei Zed Nozir. Ask the Gemara. So obviously what he meant was L'Shaleach Pera, to grow his hair. Ask the Gemara, Mamai Dahadein Shiluach Ribuyuhu, how do we know that Shiluach means to grow? Answer the Gemara, the Ksif, Shlochayich Pardes Ramamim. Your orchard grows pomegranates. So we see Shlochayich means to grow. Ask the Gemara, Shlochayich could also mean to remove. Eimim midid avuri, maybe it means to remove. Can you accept that the pasuk says, "V'shleich mayim apnei chutzus"? Hakadosh Baruch Hu removes the water from the heaven and brings it and puts it on the fields. So we see that shleich means to remove. Answers the Gemara, Tana pera pera yalef. The Tana who says that when somebody uses the word shluach pera, he's referring to the hair, learns the gzeres shava of the word pera. Ksiv hacha. It says regarding the Nazir, Kaddish Yeh Gadol Pera, V'ksiv Hasun Gabi Kohen Hedyet, and it says regarding Kohen Hedyet, or Pera La Yishlechu, they shouldn't let their hair grow long. So we see that Pera refers to hair. However, Tosfos points out that even though we're saying clearly now that a Pera refers to the hair, the halacha is that if somebody would just say Harei Olai Pera, he would not be a Nazir. He has to say Harei Olai Shiluach Pera. There's also a Machloikis Harishonim that if somebody used the words Harei Olai Shiluach Pera, do we also have to have Matzis Pesaroi that he's holding on to his hair? Or if the statement of Harei Olai Shiluach Pera on its own is an adequate means of accepting the Naziris. V'bayis'ema, and as the Mefarshim explained, V'bayis'ema, the wording of V'bayis'ema that the Gemara is using now is not its typical meaning. Typically, V'bayis'ema means that the Gemara is giving another teretz. Here, what the Gemara means to say that we said that the pasuk of V'shaleach mayim apnei chutzis seems to indicate that the word shulchayich means to remove. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that Shlachayich means, could mean, and that Pasuk too means to grow. And the Pasuk says, Hai Shlachayich Mayim, the Pasuk says, Shlachayich Mayim, Nami Ribihu, also means to grow. As, and says the Gemara, what does the Pasuk mean? The Ba Mashkinlei Mayi Lepari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings water on the fruit trees, V'rabba and they grow. So all of the places where we find that the Pasuk uses the words, Shaleach, it means grow, and that's why Shiluach Pera is an acceptable way of accepting the Naziris of oneself. We learned at the end of the Mishnah, a machloikis. If somebody says, Harei Olei Tzipoirin, Remeya Oimen Nozir, that's an acceptable way of accepting the Naziris. The Rabbanan disagree. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, the Remeya, what is the reasoning of Remeya who holds that Harei Olei Tzipoirin is acceptable way of accepting the Naziris? Amr Shlokish says the Shlokish smuch tzipayrim smuchim l'seir kibin alav. For we understand what he meant was to speak about the birds which are connected to hair. The ksiv, as the pasuk says in the Neil, ad the sara kenishin rabba till his hair was grown kenishin rabbi like the feathers of eagle. The terfui kitzapori, and his nails were like the claws of birds. Srameyas sover, matvis inish bemidah de samachlei. Since we see here that the pasuk speaks about birds and hair together, so obviously when the person spoke about birds, he's speaking about hair, hair being the characteristic of a nazir who has to leave his hair grow long. However, Tosfos points out that even though Rameyer, as the Gemara is going to explain, even though Reish Lakish, in understanding Rameyer, holds that when somebody says a word from a pasuk, it's obvious that he's referring to other parts of the pasuk, and that's why when the pasuk person over here used the words tzipayrin, he's obviously referring to the hair. still says Tosfos that it only the word bird in that pasuk would be a way of accepting Naziris. Let's say somebody used the word Nishrin, which is even closer in the pasuk to the word Sare. That certainly even Remeir will not hold as a way of accepting Naziris. Because Tosfos says, Tzipirin, birds, have to do with Nazirim. Because the halach is that a Nazir who becomes Tameh has to bring birds as a carbon. Whereas Nishrei, eagle, has nothing to do with Nazir, and therefore certainly, and it doesn't mean anything to do with Naziris. Rabbanan Savi, Rabbanan hold, Rabbanan who say when somebody says Hare like a tzipari, it's not a way of accepting Naziris, because Rabbanan hold lematvis inish b'midah d'samachle, a person doesn't connect to what's near in the pasuk. That's the way Rish Lakish explains the machlokes of Rameir and the Chacham. However, Rabbi Yochanan says the kol amal lematvis. People don't connect psukim. El ha'inu tam the Rameir. What's the reason for Rameir? The Chashinin Shem Tziparin Nazir Tamei Kibalov. We assume the person who speaks about birds, that the person means the birds that a Nazir brings. And since, as we just said a moment ago, a Nazir who becomes Tamei has to bring birds, so we assume that's what he means. Ask the Gemara, Midech Shinin Kamim. Rabbi Yochanan, in explaining Rameya, says we assume. But if it's not, as we've been learning, a clear-cut acceptance of Naziris, it's only Chashinin, it's only a concern that that's what the person meant. So who says that that's what he meant? Who says that for sure he's a Nazir? And as we explained, two ways of explaining. One is that if he's really not a Nazir, and we're going to say that he is a Nazir, and he's going to bring the Karbonis that a Nazir is obligated to bring, he may be bringing Chulin Azara. He may be bringing Karbonis to the Azara that he's not allowed to bring. Or, as other Mepharshim explain, other Rishonim, there's a rule that we're going to learn, Stam Naziris Lahakal. When there is a question if a person is or isn't a Nazir, we always go with the lenient opinion. So here, why are we assuming for sure that he's a Nazir? And Dilma, maybe what he was just doing was Tzipirin the Dovah Kibalov. He was accepting upon himself that he's going to bring birds as a carbon. Who says that he meant to be a Nazir? Says the Gemara, Im Kain, if that's what he meant, that he was going to bring a pair of birds as a carbon, Harei Lo Kan Mibayle. The right wording would have been Kan, because that's the wording, like we know Masechta Kinim, is the word to be used when somebody means Naziris. That means to bring birds as a carbon. Ask the Gemara, fine. It doesn't mean that he's bringing the birds of a carbon, but Dim Harei like Tzipirit Mitzayra Kamar. Maybe what he meant to say was that he's going to bring the Tzipirim, the birds that a Mitzayra has to bring. And as the Tosfos explains, why would I want to say that he means more of a Mitzayra than he means a Nazir? So Tosfos says, a Nazir doesn't bring birds as a carbon only if he becomes Tameh, which is not the regular situation. Whereas a Mitzayra always brings birds as part of his purification process. So if this person means birds, wouldn't it make more sense to be saying Mitzayra, which a Mitzayra always has to bring birds, versus saying Naziris, that a Nazir doesn't always bring birds? Says the Gemara, Kigan Shin Nazir Ayvil Fanav. Our Gemara is referring to a situation where Nazir is passing in front of him. Ask the Gemara, V'dilma Nazir Tamei, maybe the Nazir who's passing by him is a person who became Tamei, and what he meant to do with this acceptance was, Ulefaitim Kabanais of Kamar, he was coming to absolve this person, that he's going to bring the Kabanis on behalf of that person. Says the Gemara, K'gayin Chayi Nazir Tar Ayvilefanav, that the person walking by him was a Nazir Tahar. Ask Tosfos, maybe what he meant was that if this person, although he's currently a Nazir Tahar, if he'll become Tamei, he will bring the Kabanis on his behalf. Says Tosfos, and the Rosh. That after the Nazir Tar walks by, we ask them, what did you mean? And he says that I meant that the person that I'm going to accept upon myself in the Zeris. And even though, as we've been saying all along, we have to pivotally by Shavim, we have to have some sort of articulation in order for the Naziris to be effective, says Seder Rishonim. If there's really nothing pointing in that direction, and we're completely relying on the way he's explaining his statement later on, that is not an acceptable way of being a Nazir. However, on the other hand, in this case, we said the word Tzipayrim, and he also has another Nazir Tar Ovel Afonov, then when he explains that he meant that he's going to be a Nazir, that is a plausible explanation, and that's not considered contradictory to his acceptance to his any of his statements, and it's considered a full-fledged acceptance of Naziris. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what's the difference between a Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of the machloikis of Ramei and the Chachamim? Says the Gemara, Ikmanai ki goin to Omer, Tzipayrim ha-smuchin la-seir alai. And the person explicitly accepted upon himself the birds that are mentioned close in the Pasuk to here. And as the Rishonim explained, if the person said, Harei lai Tzipayrim, and he did not say Hasmuchim L'Seir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it will be an acceptable way of Naziris, and according to Rish Lakish, it also will be an acceptable way of Naziris. Because everybody agrees, if somebody says Harei Elai Tzipayrim, if a Nazir Oiver Lefonov, that we understand that he meant to accept upon himself Naziris. The whole nafkamina between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is only when the person said Harei Elai Tzipayrim Hasmuchim L'Seir. The point Reish Lakish that the Gemara is now going to explain, it's as if he said explicitly that he's accepting upon himself to grow his hair and be a Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan will disagree. Rabbi Yochanan, Afgav Dama Hochi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, only in Nazir Oivel Lefonov will that be an acceptable way of being a Nazir. Eloi Loi. And according to Reish Lakish, Avgav the Ein Nazir Lefanov, it's still considered an acceptable way of accepting Naziris, because people do our matfis in the Pasuk with words next to them in the Pasuk. Ask the Gemara, Mikel Amanda Omer, Le Matfis Inish Vemilsa de Samachlei, is there any opinion that holds that a person can't effectively create a Naziris by mentioning something near in the Pasuk, by saying that he had in mind words that are close to each other in the Pasuk? But Tanya Oima Yamin, if somebody uses the words right hand, Harez a Shvua. It's an acceptable way of accepting a Shvua. My Tama, Lav Meshum Niksiv, because the Pasuk says, V'yorim Yamino Yvesmoyla El Shemayim. The Pasuk says, in Daniel, he lifted up his right and left hand to the heaven, V'yishav B'chai Olam, and he swore in the name of Hashem. Amri Loi, that is not a raya that acceptance, that a shvuah is acceptable by using words that are near each other in a pasuk. Mishum diyamin gufi ikra shvuah. The right hand itself is called a shvuah. The Tanya, minayin lo'im yamin shi shvuah. How we know that the word yamin, right, refers to shvuah? Shnem, as the pasuk says, nishba Hashem b'yaminoi. Minayin lo'im is small shi shvuah. How do we know that somebody uses the words left? It too represents accepting a shvuah. Shnemar, because the pasuk says, "Ubezroya uzoy," and bezroya uzoy is meant the left hand. We know that the din of a nazir is they're not allowed to drink wine or eat grape products, become tamei, or cut his hair. If somebody says, "Hareni nazir mechatzani," I'm a nazir from grape seeds. Or he says, I'm not going to eat grape skins. He just says, I'm not going to take a haircut. He just says, I'm not going to become tamei. Harei said Nazir, even though he just mentioned one aspect of the Naziris, the halach is that he's considered a Nazir according to the Mishnah, the Kodak Dukei Naziris Olav, and all of the halachas of a Nazir applied to him. However, says the Meiri, that even according to the opinion of our Mishnah, this will only be an effective means of accepting a nazirus upon oneself if he used the word hareni nazir. But if he didn't use the words hareni nazir, then even according to the opinion of our Mishnah, that will not be an effective means of being a nazir.